to balance out the physics and the math and things I didn't love as much about chemical engineering, I definitely needed those outlets. I played music, I was on a dance company, played Ultimate Frisbee, and those things like really helped me get through the hardest parts of chemical engineering.
Hey guys, welcome to Let's Talk Wiki USC. My name is Belinda Garana and I'm a PhD student in chemical engineering at USC. Wiki USC stands for Women in Chemical Engineering at USC and provides professional development, community networking, and outreach for women in chemical engineering and their supporters. Today, to start off our second season of the podcast, we have the pleasure of speaking with Juliana Takoda. Juliana is an alumni of USC Chemical Engineering, where she earned her bachelor's degree with an emphasis in nanoscience and helped me found a chapter of Women in Chemical Engineering. During her studies at USC, she performed research in the Lee Lab, where she studied photoreversible control of membrane protein folding with cationic vesicle to micelle transition. She is now an associate process engineer in inhaled product development department of AstraZeneca. Juliana, thanks so much for joining us today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
It's so wonderful to have you back with us now that you've graduated. Having known you for a couple years at USC, it was clear to me that you always kept busy. I mean, chemical engineering classes alone will keep you busy, but you are also active in clubs, research, and you're even on the Ultimate Frisbee team.
True.
So can you share with us, what do you think were important factors that helped you succeed in school, and how did you balance everything?
I think important factors were that I always had a strong priorities list in the back of my head, so I was able to make tough decisions about what things I was going to have to miss or what things I was going to have to not necessarily put 110% into every week. So school always came, well, I guess second. Personal health definitely came first. I was sick a lot during college. And so I definitely had some tricky times where I had to put activities and school on hold. So personal health and then school. And then I had my activities sort of in order so that I knew if two things overlapped, who to talk to and how to explain which one I wasn't going to be able to do. But in general, you know, I really enjoyed a lot of things about chemical engineering, but things like math were very difficult for me. And so to balance out the physics and the math and things I didn't love as much about chemical engineering, I definitely needed those outlets. I played music, I was on a dance company, played Ultimate Frisbee, and those things like really helped me get through the hardest parts of chemical engineering, I think.
That's great. And I think also you mentioned something important is not always putting 110% in everything. Yeah, I know for me, when I was in undergrad, like, or even now, it's hard to, like, not do your best at something. You know, I think a lot of engineers are kind of overachievers a little bit in school. So it is important to, like, balance things and put your health first.
Yeah.
It's okay to, like, not get perfect scores and things and, like, put other things first.
I think it's important too to find activities that whether or not you naturally excel at or, you know, have an opportunity for you to showcase your skills, you just have fun at them. I was never the best frisbee player on my team, but I had a ton of fun playing and I made a lot of good friends that way. And so I think finding activities where there isn't the pressure of needing to prove anything or do really well is also healthy when you have chemical engineering going on.
Right. And you're actually still a USC student right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're completing your master's in engineering management?
Yes, I am. I have two classes left that I'm in currently. And so I'll be finishing them this December.
Nice. Do you think, like, the fact that you're in the program, do you think it helped you land your current position? Or, like, would you recommend it to other students?
I would definitely recommend the engineering management program if you have the time in your schedule it during undergrad. I wouldn't recommend it if you're already really swamped or overwhelmed. But if you do have the space, I think it teaches you some valuable skills that other people take years of, like, job experience to learn. So I kind of went into my job with an understanding of how management hierarchies work and how different types of teams function. It just sort of gets you ready for the workplace in a way that a lot of people don't get. So you kind of have a head start in that way. I definitely think, you know, I don't know that it helped me land my job. It didn't hurt, you know. I think they liked that I was interested in pursuing higher education. Also, when you have a master's degree, a lot of companies are required to pay you more. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
But I do think it's a valuable program. It is a lot more soft skills, which is something that we don't get almost any of in our chemical engineering curriculum. And so even as a person who, like, is naturally talkative and naturally has some, like, teamwork skills, it was helpful for me to get those things that they might teach you in Marshall, but we never really have access to.
Right. And speaking of your job, I know you had your position lined up before you even graduated with your bachelor's, which I'm sure is a goal for any students out there. So can you talk about, like, how did you find a job that was a good fit for you, and what specific steps did you take to land it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I did not do a traditional internship process throughout college. I had a lot of different summer research positions through USC and outside of USC, but none of those were going to turn into a full-time position for me. So unlike a lot of my peers, I was, like, having to start from scratch with no corporate connections, to go to look for a job. So I was originally applying to things on, like, Indeed and all the different job hiring companies. And that was frustrating. It didn't go very well. I didn't hear back from very many jobs. And it was really difficult for me to tell if any of the jobs were even something I wanted to do. So I had decided that I was just going to wait and finish my master's and not look for a job right away because it was getting, you know, it can get pretty overwhelming when you're applying to, like, 20, 30 positions. And it doesn't feel great when you don't hear back from them and then your friends are hearing back from jobs because they, you know, may or may not have had an internship at that company already. So I got an email from my current boss that was sent to me through, I don't remember if it was through AIKI or just through Kenny at USC, that said AstraZeneca is looking for 2 to 3 entry-level chemical engineers. If you're interested, send your resume to this email address. So I didn't necessarily know if I would like it. I sent my resume to the email address because I've always wanted to work in medical industry. And so I thought I would give it a chance and hear more about it. And then I was pretty picky when I was deciding to choose it because I'd already mentally committed to just doing my master's in the fall and waiting on finding a job. But when I talked to the team that I would be working with and my boss, it seemed like a good fit for me in that the position is, I work there now, the position is a pretty good balance of lab and desk work. I didn't want to be completely in lab all the time, but I have always loved doing research and hands-on stuff in the lab. So I was assured that there would be both of those involved in my job. I also liked how team-oriented it was, and just what some of the company's goals were, in terms of, you know, bettering the medical field and specifically inhaled products. I'm excited to be working on those things. Right now I work on an asthma medication, a COPD medication, and a lung cancer medication primarily. And then also they relocated me to San Francisco, which I wasn't initially excited about, but I moved up here totally by myself. I didn't know anyone in the city, and I found an apartment, and I'm really liking it so far. So it was a really huge leap, after coming from such like a close-knit college environment. But I'm really glad that I did it at the end of the day. I'm really enjoying it, and I think it was the right call. I definitely think taking this job was the right decision.
That's an amazing story, and definitely an inspiration to all of us who are still students, because I know a lot of us have like a similar experience where we apply to a handful of jobs on Indeed or whatever platform, and you don't hear back from many of them, if any. So it's just great to hear like how you did it. Like, it sounds like the school emails were pretty helpful.
Yeah, so it turns out it was partially just luck because I happened to get that email from the school. But then I found out that a woman on my team went to USC a long time ago. And so when a position opened up, she was like, why don't you email the USC chemie department if you're looking for chemical engineers? So all that stuff about Trojan Network is kind of true, which is comforting. And I know now that I'm in a position of being in the industry that I'm going to keep recommending that we look to hire from USC. So even if you're going into looking for a job, like, I don't know anyone from USC that works at a company, it's likely that someone at the company did go to USC, and can, maybe it'll help you in some way. You know, I got lucky in that way, for sure.
Awesome. Yeah. I definitely think the alumni network is one of the best things about USC. So I would just second that, to reach out to alumni at different companies, because usually they're more like, happy to talk to you, because they've been in your position before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think one last thing that really helped me when I was looking for a job, and when I was deciding to take this job, even though it was like new city and I didn't completely know what I would be doing, and a lot of things about that were scary, and it was going to be way more comfortable to just do my last two master's classes, was I told myself I was going to commit to it for 6 months and then make a decision after that. So even though it was a year-long contract, when you're the person on the other side of the contract, you have the power to leave if you're unhappy or if you find another opportunity that you like better. And so giving myself that short time span when I was going to check in and make sure that I was doing okay and I only had to stick it out for 6 months, I think really helped me with the transition instead of thinking like, okay, now I have to do this job for 5 years or something. Just getting my feet wet, getting into industry a little bit, seeing what having an adult job is like, that like mentality helped me a lot.
Right. Yeah, and you bring up a good point that like the job that you pick out of when you're graduating, it doesn't have to be your forever job.
Right.
Yeah. For a lot of people I've heard, they usually switch jobs a few times in their careers, before they find the one that is really best for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's becoming more and more popular. You know, people are less and less often staying at a job for 30 years and more often staying for a few years and then finding something new. So that's definitely where I see the industry going, just based on how long my coworkers have been working and stuff.
Right. And you already kind of started talking about it, but can you tell us about, like, what your job looks like? You know, what a typical day looks like for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So sometimes it's my responsibility to run a processing campaign, which is what we call a multi-day or multi-week session of processing in the lab. So I'm making powders that will then go into inhalers or pill capsules. And so on those days, I spend the whole day in lab with my coworkers, and our primary job is to run the system that we're working with. I work in R&D, so it's still relatively small scale, which is nice for me. I didn't necessarily want to be in a manufacturing environment, so I like that it's small scale. I like that things change day to day a lot, even during these long campaigns. And then when we're not producing powder, I run analytical testing on the powder sometimes to help out our analytical team. And then I have a lot of different side projects that I've been assigned. So there's a lot of equipment that needs improvement or to be redesigned. There are some different formulation teams that are comprised primarily of chemists, and they let me sit in on their meetings and see why we're making one decision or another about how to move forward from more of a chemistry perspective than a process engineering perspective. So when we're not processing, I have a lot of flexibility. I can work from home, I can work from my desk, and I just balance 4 to 5 side projects. But then during processing, that's my like primary focus, and I'm primarily in lab.
That's so cool. So I guess, like, what's the most fun part of your job?
The most fun part for me has been, so far, just, like, all the learning I did all at once. It was really incredible to see how much of chemical engineering learning that we did in college is actually relevant. Like, the first day when I walked in and there was a process flow sheet, like, up on the wall, I freaked out. I was like, oh, that was like a real thing, not just like something that annoyed me in school. So that was really comforting to just know, like, I learned useful things and I'm already getting to use them. But also, you know, I sit in on meetings with all kinds of people doing all kinds of different projects, and I've just learned a ton of stuff all at once. And I still have, you know, I've maybe learned 5% of what there is to learn about this company and what it's doing, what the different projects are. So probably the most fun part for me is when I get to like meet new coworkers and hear about what they're doing and see if I can join.
Yeah, it's great to hear that you're still using those process flow diagrams. And you know, it sounds like chemical engineering classes kind of prepared you. So it's great.
It really did. And I do a lot less math and a lot more of the things that I like about chemical engineering. So I'm really happy with the way it worked out.
That's great. So I guess on the flip side, what kinds of challenges do you face in your job and how do you deal with them?
When we are running a long processing campaign, I have to be in lab for, you know, an 8-plus hour day for sometimes multiple weeks in a row, and that can be really draining. Lab is like a cool place but also frustrating when it's all day every day, and I don't get to determine the processing schedule, so I just, you know, my job and the higher ups at my job completely determine when I'll be in lab and when I won't, which can be frustrating because I wish I had a little bit more say over that. But I think that will come with time and, you know, as I move up kind of thing. I think another thing that can be frustrating really early on in the job is that you get handed a lot of tasks and you don't always get told why you're doing a task or you know, what the backstory of the task is or the science behind it. And so early on, I tried to tell my boss or my coworkers or whoever was giving me an assignment that I would really like, if they had the time, to hear about why we're doing what I'm being asked to do, or who I should ask about why we're doing what I'm being asked to do, you know, who to schedule a meeting with, kind of thing. And so it can be frustrating that I had to, like, ask for that multiple times, but now that I have voiced that, I think they definitely heard that, and so I'm getting a lot more of the background and the science and the part that I really enjoy.
That's awesome. So I guess, like you said, you're kind of just starting, but now that you are in the industry, can you kind of envision where your future career is going to go? How's that look?
I can envision where I hope it's going to go. A couple levels. So I'm an associate process engineer, and there's multiple levels of process engineer. Which I'm sure I will work my way through because that seems like what most chemical engineers do at the beginning of their career. But eventually I would really like to be in a position where I get to choose projects, design projects, work with teams that include scientists and engineers and maybe the statisticians and the marketing team. And I'd like to be involved in all the aspects of a project, not just the processing. But I think, you know, the processing is a really strong background to have, in order to get to that position. So I'm excited to see where my career will go, even though it's probably far away from now. I'd really like to be in a role where I get to use my process engineering skills, but not necessarily in the way that I'm using them right now.
That's great. Yeah, I can definitely see a management role ahead of you down the line.
That was part of the idea behind getting the engineering management degree, too, was I figured if I got a chemical engineering master's degree, it would put me more in a like long-term process engineering trajectory, whereas I think I see myself on more of like a big-picture planning trajectory with a background in science. But we'll see. There's things change every day, so.
Yeah, you may end up not even wanting to be a manager.
Right. Yeah.
Right, so what other advice do you have for students who are also interested in biotech?
I think if you're interested in biotech, the best thing you can do is like learn about what's out there and what companies are doing right now, and read about what your options are. I didn't necessarily do that, and so when I was reading job descriptions, it was difficult for me to always like understand what the job was asking of me or what even the goal was. So you got to get past the big picture jargon that they use, where it's like we're saving lives and changing the world. Like, okay, we get that, but what am I going to be doing? What are you actually doing?
Yeah.
So I think doing your research about the field, and that'll help you narrow down job options a lot. And then in general, I think just run your own race. You're not in competition with your peers. You're only, you know, making moves for yourself and your own life. And so college can feel very, especially at the end, like it kind of pits you against each other because it feels like you're applying for a small number of jobs. And I can tell you that you're not applying for a small number of jobs. There are plenty of biotech jobs, especially if you want to move to San Francisco. And so just don't compare yourself to others. Give yourself the space to really find a job that you like and are excited about, or try one for a short amount of time and give yourself the room to leave if you're unhappy. You know, I think the worst thing you could do is, like, force yourself into a job that you didn't really research and you don't really want, just for the sake of having a job. So I think that background research and that, like, personal reflection could really help, you know, if it's your senior year, moving into looking for a real job.
Right. I love that. You know, whatever job you get out of undergrad, it's, you know, it's kind of like a trial run. You know, it's just your first job.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think, you know, this first job has been half about me learning chemical engineering skills and, you know, making powders and stuff, but half about me figuring out what adult life is going to be like and what working in industry is like, you know, and how to navigate all of those things that aren't chemical engineering related at all. So any job will help you figure that out, you know.
Right, to just give you more perspective of the industry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. So thanks for your excellent advice, and thanks so much for joining us today, Juliana.
Of course.
Where can our students listening connect with you online?
I think all my information is still on the Wiki website. But if not, my name is Juliana Takoda. It'll be written in the podcast information, I believe. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Facebook. My USC email still works. It's just my last name at usc.edu. I really love to talk to you about anything, school, jobs, other stuff. You know, I absolutely love Wiki as a club, and would be so happy to talk to anyone who's listening to this about whatever you need.
That's so nice. I've always known Juliana to be a really kind person, so I recommend reaching out to her.
My bad dad.
Aww. Alright. To our listeners, stay tuned for our next podcast on November 24 with Federico Trotta, the CEO and founder of the green nanotech startup Metalchemy.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's awesome.
You can submit questions for him by November 22 on Twitter with hashtag LetsTalkWikiUSC, or by email to wikiusc@gmail.com. For more information, check out our website at wikiusc.com. From all of us at Wiki, thanks for listening.